Jonathan Joseph on Texans Radio. I'm going to switch gears. You had a new addition to your family recently, baby girl?
Yes, baby girl, Danae Marie.
Okay, and how old is she now?
She's 6 weeks now, 6 weeks.
6 weeks. So you've got two boys.
Two boys and a little girl.
And how old are the boys?
11 and 6.
11 and 6, and then a six-week-old.
Six-week-old, yes.
Okay, so what's fatherhood like again?
Oh, man, it's fun. It's fun. It's really fun now. You know, obviously, I get to see my older boys, you know, care for their little sister and things like that, to show their emotion for her. So that's good to see and things like that. And my wife always wanted a little girl. So it's happy for us to have that new addition and, you know, for her to get that finally. But at the end of the day, you know, it's just about being around, you know, your loved ones and things like that and just seeing them grow up. Yeah. Having the fun times and the memories.
Are you getting any sleep?
I'm getting plenty of sleep. You know, obviously I have my mother-in-law in town, so that's helping out a lot.
Oh, that's good. All right, so last year, I think it was last year, I talked to you about the kids and them watching you play, and you said, oh, they watch me play, but they would rather watch cartoons. Are they more into football now?
A little bit. My six-year-old's getting into it a little more the older he gets, but my 11-year-old, he's really into it. You know, he knows everybody's number, their name, you know, everything, you know, from the top of the guy. He's a big Madden player, so, you know, he's really into all sports and not just football. So it's one of those things where I got to, you know, stay on top of my game because, you know, I always want to show those guys, you know, and try to represent them the right way.
Who's their favorite? What's their favorite team?
My youngest son, my six-year-old, is the Texans. My mm-hmm. oldest son, he's a Johnny Manziel fan. So
I had to ask because you never know with kids, right? They just go after whatever player they like.
Yeah, my oldest son, he loves Jadeveon Clowney, and he loves Johnny Manziel.
Oh, well, yeah, South Carolina. That's good. At least you got something there. All right, so you're really involved in the community, and your foundation, the Jonathan Joseph Foundation, does some really great things. What do you have coming up on the horizon?
We just did the Thanksgiving turkey giveaway. And, you know,
2,000 turkeys, 2,000 right?
2,000 turkeys, yes, over in the field for it. And we just did that for Thanksgiving and things like that. And obviously, we're going to have a little Christmas toy drive, things like that for the underprivileged kids. So we have that coming up next month for Christmas. And then we have, you know, the tailgating cancer event that we normally have, Breath for Breast Cancer, and throughout the season, but we had to push it back, and that will be in the off season. So those are two of the bigger things that we have coming up with my foundation and things like that moving forward.
What do you get out of doing work like this in the community? What's your payback?
I just remember, you know, me growing up as a kid and just growing up until, you know, I was brought up in the Boys and Girls Club and things like that, and we just always just go out and help out in the community and things like that.
Oh, so you did that growing up,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, growing up, mm-hmm. And I just knew, you know, once I made it, you know, I never knew that I would be a professional athlete, but once I got here into this place, it's only right just to go back and out into the community and help others and things like that. And just growing up and being around so many people that had an opportunity to make it but never made it out. So I just wanted to, you know, target, you know, underprivileged kids and things like that, underprivileged teens, and just go back and try to, you know, if they're off track and things, you know, give them a little guidance to help them succeed further in life.
How long were you volunteering for Boys and Girls Club? Like, how old were you?
Ever since I can remember as a little kid, all the way up until maybe eighth grade.
Really?
I was up into the Boys and Girls Club each and every day.
So you were one of the volunteers? You were involved in it? And...
Oh, yeah. We was big into the Boys and Girls Club when I grew up. You know, we went there every day, participated.
Oh, you were in it?
We went
okay.
out and helped out in the community, you know, whether it was picking up trash or just doing whatever it was. We was always out doing something, helping. So, you know, I picked up those things when I was really young, and it just stuck with me.
Did you get that from your parents?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my parents, you know, I wouldn't really say super strict, but they was, they brought us up the way to where we had guidelines and rules, and we knew, you know, if we didn't do the right thing, that discipline would come behind it. So me and my sister was kind of one of the ones that always just took self-pride and just being one of the ones that went out and always had a helping hand for others.
All right, for more information on your foundation, what's the website?
JonathanJoseph24.com.
JonathanJoseph24.com. All right, Jonathan, I know you got a busy week. You're in high demand because the Texans are playing the Bengals, so hopefully same results as the previous three games, and best of luck for the rest of the season.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank you.